Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So the Daily Mail stole this from Reddit. I don't know if Reddit stole it, but it's a great thought. What is a subtle sign that someone is rich even though they don't flaunt it?
I want money, lots and lots of money. Oh. So don't be asking me why. I want to be rich.
Listen to that.
It's so good. Is that Luther Vandross?
This is Calloway.
Calloway. Calloway had a couple of little hits.
Yeah, wow. I was torn between this. I had one other song that I wanted to play too. Let me see if I still have it.
You're a rich girl.
Oh yeah,
I mean that. Yeah, you know that was. You know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl.
Oh, language.
But it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway.
This is one of my favorite Kenny Chesney songs.
Yeah, it's very good. Really good.
Turns into a beach hit after this, of course.
Yep.
All right. So, what is an example of something that you know, like, well, they're rich? The one I thought of that I always assumed is true, and you might tell me I'm wrong. Families that go on ski trips.
Yes.
Oh, you're rich. That's expensive, particularly if you go to like Vail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's one thing cheap. If you just go into, like in Michigan, most of the ski hills used to be landfills.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're going to one of those, like, okay, fun for the whole family.
And they're not that expensive. Like, it's expensive, but not in comparison to what you're going to pay out west or
when you have a legitimate mountain. Flights for everybody and all that. Yeah. There's a lot involved.
Gwyneth Paltrow trial, didn't they say, well, somebody said, well, you lost a half day of skiing. And somebody texted in that day when we played that clip. Remember she said that?
Yeah.
They said, that's like an $800 value of a half day of skiing on one of those. Okay. Well, that's a subtle rich person thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially if you have like season passes to those things. There's this thing called the Icon Pass, I think is what the name of it is. And our listeners out west will be able to correct me if I'm wrong. But it gets you into so many different ski resorts. But it's thousands of dollars. It is so expensive.
So you can take it, you can buy it, and it gets you in wherever you want to go, basically.
There's a network participating of places. So the lady who's doing our photography for our wedding, when I reached out to her, she lives out because we're going to be getting married out west. She's like, oh, you're coming out here for Christmas. Let me know where you're going to be skiing. And she goes, I know this is going to sound like a rich person thing, but I have the Icon Pass and I can probably meet you wherever you're going. Terrible storms came through and we ended up kind of missing each other. But it was like, I had no idea what that was. And I looked it up. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's so expensive.
It is.
Like I asked for that for Christmas. Like that was one big Christmas present to be able to go skiing. And like, I felt bad asking for
like
that.
It was too much to ask.
Yes. Yeah. Cause you got to rent skis. You got to rent everything costs something. Mm-hmm. And oh man.
This one, I thought this was interesting. Somebody says, from Jersey, I used to do remodeling and carpentry in one of the wealthy towns on the Jersey Shore. None of those people ever wore clothes covered in logos like Louis Vuitton or Gucci. It was all non-brand, all non-obvious brand name stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, Gucci and Louis Vuitton are for posers.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, unless you're getting paid by them.
Anyone who goes sailing.
Sailing, for sure.
Yeah, sailing seems like low key. I would say anybody who puts in a new in-ground pool.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty expensive.
They are so expensive.
They are expensive.
People who do dry cleaning for everything, that to me is a rich person
thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a very rich person thing.
Yeah, because only somebody who has a very important job would even need to do that.
I know.
I mean, I don't need to have my shirts pressed.
Yeah, or maybe you have like a nice tux or something that you wore to a wedding or whatever. You want to get it washed afterwards because they end up getting a little dirty.
But other than that, though.
But that's fancy clothes.
That's regular.
But you get all your clothes dry cleaned.
Yeah, all
their
stuff.
They all have the little pin on them when they're still hanging in the closet. Dang.
Somebody wrote in and said, Icon pass for skiing. It blows my mind when someone can afford a bag of beef jerky at a gas station.
That's so true. It's beef jerky is expensive.
You buy it and you go, that's not that bad of a price. And you open it, it's the size of one butterscotch candy.
And it's gone in 1 second and you paid $9 for it.
You're trying not to chew. Like, I'll just suck on this. I'm not going to finish that statement.
Suck on what?
Meat.
White pants.
White pants?
If you wear white pants, you're rich.
Really?
Yeah, really rich.
I love a good pair of white pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose you're right. As a guy, or is it not for ladies? Ladies wear white pants.
Not for ladies.
Yeah,
a guy
who wears white pants.
Or probably wears them to sail, Steve. The white pants kind of go with sailing.
They
do go with sailing, that's true.
Yeah, but so do boat shoes, and you wear those all the time.
You're right, I do.
Oh, man.
Well, you're a boat kind of guy, huh?
Yeah. I love my boats.
Yeah.
That's right. Plural. I have so many boats.
That's a rich person thing.
Yeah. But having a sailboat is an ultra rich thing.
That's a rich thing. Yeah. A regular boat is I started off okay, but I'm becoming poor thing.
Yes. I had some disposable income and wanted to make sure it didn't stick around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing. Leasing a car. Like when you lease a car, I know that sounds stupid, but I feel like all my friends who had money leased their cars they'd be like, because they wanted to just trade it out for another. Yeah, nice
well, that's because they always want to have the latest and greatest.
Maybe I'm the exception that proves the rule, but I leased a pretty sweet Saturn LV.
Hot.
No. SL. I don't remember.
SL. I think they had an SL and SC.
Oh, but one of those. Saturn SL. And I had no money. None. So, good thing I did there was, got rid of it before the lease was up so I could roll that money into the next car.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure I was...
Out.
Well, then
how much
when
are
I
you still paying on that?
I'm caught up now, but I was upside down about 3 cars in a row because of that. So somebody's not very patient. This text, a perfect smile and brilliantly white teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. It is not cheap to get veneers. Make yourself look really good.
Yeah, those are super expensive, right?
I mean,
like thousands and thousands of dollars.
I believe
tens of thousands of dollars.
I guess it would depend on how jacked your mouth was to begin with. I don't know how much just veneers are. I mean, I don't have them, so I've never looked into them. But
it's gotta be nice, though. You never have to like do anything again to your teeth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they can stain or not stain, but
still
even
have
if
to
they
brush
did,
them.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not like just getting an attachment.
Yeah, but you know, if they start looking janky, you just pop them off and get new ones.
Take them out and power wash them.
Yeah,
throw them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I mean, even the most frugal people get a new car every 10 or 15 years. I mean, you might have to get a new mouth. I don't know.
This one says casually partaking in any expensive hobby. So like sailing, skiing, people who go on long golf trips or golf like 2 or 3 times a week. If you have a country club membership, does that mean you're rich?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not, you don't have a membership. You go to the public course and you pay $15 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think just golf in general.
Golf is expensive, but if you're really into it, I mean, I would go golfing sometimes when I was poor, you know, but that was like, you know, we never rented a cart. We walked the course every time.
Played 9.
We wore jean shorts. You know, like it was pretty clear that we weren't the country clubbers. You know, we were playing the golf courses that had rocks in the sand traps.
I did buy my new driver at the used golf club sale for $40.
Right. This one, accidentally paying the gas company 10 grand and not dying of a heart attack. Okay, look, I'm still fighting that. I've spent a lot of time on the phone.
Oh, yeah, he's...
I'm not still bitching about it, but I am fighting it a lot. And what I'm hearing is, yeah, we don't have your money. They do. So get it back from them.
Yeah, his defibrillator is still on.
Yeah. So I just didn't want to bitch about it every day since then. Well, no, I take it back. I have wanted to bitch about it every day since then. I have not, because I didn't want people to pile on. But yeah, I spent an hour and a half on the phone with first the gas company or the energy company, who said, call the bank. So I called the bank and they said, no, they already have the money. They could just give it back to you. And then I called the gas company and they said, no, not for a week. So
that's when
I have to call them today.
That's when you utilize, hey, let me conference you guys together.
I would.
You guys figure it out.
But it was a 30-minute wait through the phone tree to get to the...
it's a shame that the other person's going to have to wait 30 minutes with you.
Yeah, right? Hey, you don't have anything to do, right? You're hourly?
Yeah, I think, I think now it's almost harder to tell when somebody is sneaky rich, because it is like they don't wear logos and stuff. I think most of the people who have nice stuff, I think they're sneaky poor in a lot of cases. Like, I know, I have friends who I go, well, I know how much they make, and wow, that's a nice Audi you drive.
Yeah.
And you go on golf trips every week.
Yeah.
And you do this, and I'm like, they have to be in debt up to their ass. I mean,
this
gotta
one.
Be.
I'm broke, and I have a country club membership. I'm just a golf enthusiast. Yeah, I think that does happen. This one, I drive race cars, and people think I'm rich. I'm not rich because of the very reason that I just said. Yeah. I drive race cars.
You would be.
Yeah, as a kid, I definitely thought if you had like a go-kart and a four-wheeler and a jet ski and a dirt bike, I was like, damn, you are rich.
That is such a perfect example.
And then I realized, I was like, well, I guess anybody can just buy that and put it on a credit card.
Yeah. most of the time when people are really into that stuff, it's like, okay, I got just enough money now.
Yeah,
now I'll
exactly.
go buy it. And I'm back at zero.
Exactly.
Any kid that had a Power Wheels when I was growing up was rolling in cash.
Yes.
Because that's all I ever wanted as a kid. From the time I can remember until I was probably way too old, that was all I ever wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Power
when
Wheels.
I was a kid, it was if they had a skylight in their house, then you knew they were rich.
Yes.
Okay, so we said... perfect mouth
in your roof,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a dental hygienist who've seen many full mouth rehabs. A full set of veneers is very expensive. About $1,500 a tooth.
Whoa. That's a tooth. Oh my gosh.
That's why they normally do what's called the social six, which is canine to canine, six on top and six on the bottom for aesthetic reasons.
Okay. So don't smile too wide.
So that would be nine grand. So 18 grand, right?
Uh-huh.
Am I doing that math right?
Before taxes.
Six on top, six on bottom. So 12 total. 15. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Not great.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.